What questions would you recommend Scrum Masters to ask themselves that want to start with EBM? Todd, maybe this is a good one. You want to take this one first?
Sure. So three components of EBM: goals, evidence, empiricism. One thing we find, and this has been a long problem that I find when I start asking questions in organizations about goals, and as oftentimes there aren't any. We've had a long conversation about sprint goal and product goal in the context of Scrum. In EBM, it's strategic, intermediate, and immediate tactical. So I think that I might start there, and I'd start asking myself whether there's alignment with goals and whether the goals are transparent and clear. Next to that, when we start to talk about measurements, unrealized value, current value, time to market, and ability to innovate, where are we focused right now? And what are we measuring? And is it the right thing if we're focused on that? And then if we're focused on something in particular, what are we ignoring? So I think this is a big thing to think about when it comes to as a Scrum Master, how do we want to start? I think without starting and having a good comprehension with where we need work with goals, everything else may be meaningless. We might just be measuring things and heading in some kind of obscure direction that we don't even understand. So I'd probably start there and then just start to take a peek at the KVAs to understand if behaviorally we're measuring anything that's damaging.
Yeah, the goal part really sticks out for me as well. What is it that we're actually trying to do here? What do we think EBM is going to enable us to achieve? I think that's just a high level question. What decisions are we trying to make that we don't feel like we can make today without this information? How will we actually make this framework actionable? Right? What are we actually going to do once we have this information? What sense are we willing to make? I think as a Scrum Master, if we go a little meta above this, what kind of relationships do I have in the organization? Because Todd tells countless stories of using EBM and almost getting fired, right? EBM will uncover things that will make people uncomfortable. And so what kind of relationships do you have, and what kind of methods and techniques will you use when an uncomfortable truth emerges, so that we can do something positive rather than triggering some negative reaction? And so I think there's a lot of those things outside of just implementing the framework that you need to consider as well. And if you don't have those types of relationships yet, build them. But I think all of those are important questions to ask in that space.